beginning of October, which means the Supreme Court is back in session after its summer recess. We're looking at another very exciting year where the court tackles some of the most politically divisive issues in American life. And here are three cases to watch this term. Really, first big controversial case up this term is a case out of Texas dealing with the use of racial preferences or affirmative action in higher education. That's Fisher versus University of Texas at Austin. Does equal protection under the law mean that you treat everyone the same, that essentially the Constitution is colorblind, and that's how equal protection is guaranteed? And then on the other side, it says that equal protection requires equality of opportunity, and that requires the government or the state university in this case to craft race-conscious measures that take race into account in order to create a diversity on campus, what Texas is calling a critical mass of underrepresented students. The second case worth watching this term is Arkansas Game and Fish Commission versus United States. So at issue here is that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, as part of its flood management and maintaining this dam in southern Missouri, flooded property, 23,000 acres of property owned by this state agency in Arkansas, and caused $5.5 million worth of damage. It's largely to trees. So this has to do with the Takings Clause of the Fifth Amendment, which says that when the government takes private property for a public use, it must pay just compensation. And so this is a subsection of the Takings Clause, but it's quite important, and certainly for any homeowners, property owners, business owners whose land could lie within what could potentially be a floodplain, thanks to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the outcome of this case matters. The third case to keep an eye on is actually two cases being heard on the same day out of Florida, dealing with the use of drug-sniffing dogs by law enforcement. The police used a drug dog in one case to sniff outside of a home, and then the dog gave its alert and said, there's marijuana growing inside the home. And this was done without a warrant. And so the question is do the police need a warrant? Do they need to show probable cause in order to bring a drug dog to somebody's house? The other case is having to do with the drug dog searching a car is especially interesting because the Florida Supreme Court in that case got into the issue of, well, how is this dog trained? What assurances do the courts have that these dogs are properly trained? Do we know how they've behaved in other situations? Do they always give the same alert? Do they do something different? And also the handler. Is the handler properly trained and certified? How do we know this? What sort of assurances do the courts have that this dog is not just doing what the handlers want to do as a way of getting around a probable cause requirement? So it's going to be very interesting to see what the Supreme Court has to say about that, because that could particularly limit law enforcement's use of these sort of animals in drug cases.